Amen. Let's look in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse 22. And I'm going to deal with another event in the life of Peter. Peter's probably upset with me. I've been preaching a lot on him here in the last couple of weeks. Amen. So Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. And we'll read down to verse 33. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshiped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Let's pray. And as we go to the Lord in prayer, let's remember Terry Lee and also Bruce Cowper. Both of them are in Health South right now, going through rehab, and both of them need our prayers. And so let's ask the Lord to bless the preaching of the word tonight and also to bless these two men. Father, we're thankful to be able to come into your presence tonight. We know you're a powerful God who is aware of our every need and has a great desire to work on our behalf. And so we would pray a prayer of faith tonight, believing, Lord, that you can heal and strengthen. And we pray for Terry Lee, and we pray for Bruce Cowper. Both of them, Lord, need special anointing from you and strength and healing in their body. And so, Lord, we lift them up before you and ask you, Lord, to touch them, encourage them, strengthen them, Lord, and may through this time, Lord, be a time where they are able to draw closer to you and to be able to see a powerful God working on their behalf. But, Lord, we're thankful to be here together in church tonight and be able to study the Word of God. And I pray you would help us to understand some very basic, simple principles about faith and believing our God and walking with our God, as we see Peter having the courage, has a faith, has a strength, Lord, to trust his God and step out of the boat and walk to his Savior on the water. And so, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts, increase our faith tonight, hear our prayers and answer them, Lord, and bless us in a great way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text verse is verse 28 and 29. Peter said unto him, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Walking with Jesus. Oftentimes, as you go through the Word of God, you find that the Bible teaches us and speaks to us about the Christian life as being a walk, walking with the Lord. We certainly are familiar with the passage of Scripture here. Peter is bidden of the Lord to come out of the boat and walk to him because he requests to be invited to come to him. As he comes out of the ship, he on his way to Jesus, walking on the water, which is an amazing thought to begin with. He becomes fearful because of the boisterousness of the waves, and he begins to sink, and Jesus reaches out and catches him and saves him. And certainly the Christian life can be seen in that light, that we walk by faith, and as we walk by faith and live our life with Christ, there are things that will make us fearful, things that will rob us of our confidence, things that will tempt us, and we need to keep our walk with God right. Paul says in Colossians 1 and verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So I see Paul's challenging us that our walk is to walk in a way that's worthy of our God. It certainly is noteworthy and praiseworthy of our God, because he desires for us to be fruitful in every good work, and he desires of us to increase in the knowledge of him. And as we serve the Lord, as we walk with God and live with God, certainly we become more aware of who God is and what he is able to do on our behalf, so that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, Paul would continue to say, "And as ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Amazing thing is, we believe that we're saved by grace, and we can have faith to the saving of our soul. But then once we're saved, we start living for God, and all of a sudden we change that and think, well, wait a minute, we please God through our works and our good own personal goodness, when everything is of grace, and the grace of God is sufficient. So we have, as we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that's how we walk with him. We received him by faith, depending on the grace of God, and so we walk with him through faith, but depending upon the grace of God. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5 says, "Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time." As we walk with the Lord, we understand that the days are drawing short. The return of Christ, I believe, is upon us. And I really believe that the longer I'm saved, the older I get, the more I believe that Jesus is coming again. Amen. You can't help but see what's going on in the world today and not come to a conclusion that we're very close to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to walk in wisdom with those that are unsaved, because we need to redeem the time, because the days are evil. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1, Paul says, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more." So everything about the Christian life and our walk with God, everything about it is always increasing. It's always being fruitful. It's always experiencing knowledge of who God is and allowing the power of God to manifest itself in our lives. And 3 John 1 and 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And so you can't help but go through the Word of God and see that the Christian life is depicted by a walk. And here is Peter being invited of the Lord to come out of the ship and to walk on the water, to come and walk with him. So walking with Jesus. I see several things in this passage tonight. There's only 22 points, so don't worry. No, it's not that long. First of all, in verse 22 and 23, there's very clear instruction that Jesus gives. In verse 22, it says, "Straightway Jesus..."